The month of January really wasn't a bad month as far as the commodities were concerned. Wheat and soybeans posted some decent gains for the month, while corn struggled a little bit. And of course, corn struggle was mainly due to January's final crop production report that brought the market down 24 cents that day. And that virtually was the difference as far as the month was concerned for corn. Corn, as far as wheat and soybeans, they were able to actually post decent gains for the month. And looking back at it, we're actually looking at, strong demand, the fact that China's coming in and has verified that they're going to buy the soybeans that they promised and will continue to honor their agreement, all help to push the soybean market. Of course, wheat seeing some good strength off of strong demand and a little bit of production issues down in the southern plains, which helped to push the crop a little bit higher as well, especially with conditions dropping severely in the month of December. When we look at it for the month of January, Minneapolis wheat gained anywhere from 4 to 7 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 27 to 31 cents. Kansas City seeing 27 to 30 cent gains as well. Looking at the corn market, we did drop 12 to 12 and a half cents, while soybeans were up 16 to 17 cents. Soybean meal had a little bit of trouble. It was down anywhere from $6 to $6.50. Bean oil, on the other hand, was up close to $5, mainly because of expectations for improvement for biofuels in the U.S. Canola also seeing a pretty good strength because of China and Canada back at talks. Canola was up $45 to $46 for the month. Cattle also had a good month as they continued to see their trend of higher performance. Live cattle gained about $4 to $4.50, while feeder cattle were up $14 to $18. We did see lean hogs gain anywhere from $2 to $5. In the outside markets, crude oil was up $8. Gold was up $533. The dollar dropped almost 1.25 cents, and we saw the Dow Jones gain over 600 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.